and by individual donors to PRI whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded at 11 o'clock this morning for playback at this time.
News and information programs are made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company, ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Tom Rogers in for Celeste Quinn, and it's time for AM 580 News. The Illinois House meets today to talk about money for a long-stalled statewide construction plan. They were due to be in session as of an hour and a half ago. The proposal would pay for some road, school, and transit projects by leasing the state's lottery to a private company. The plan, however, worries Steve Schlickman, the executive director of the Chicago Regional Transportation Authority. His agency oversees the budgets of the Chicago Transit Authority, Metra, and PACE.
We're concerned that the legislature may take up a package that's too small. The only worst thing of doing no capital bill is to do a bill that's way too small, because then we're stuck with that small funding program for the next 5 to 10 years. And things will just get worse.
He says Chicago area transit agencies need at least $3 billion over 5 years just to maintain the current system. A spokesman for House Speaker Michael Madigan doubts the agencies will get that $3 billion from the lottery lease plan. Madigan's revised proposal would limit the governor's power over a lease. The Senate approved a lease proposal last spring. The 34-year-old state-run lottery could bring in as much as $10 billion if it's leased over several decades. But Illinois lawmakers are wary of taking money away from public schools, which get $600 million or more a year from lottery profits. A state council is calling for the reform of Illinois' system of providing services for people with developmental disabilities. Last night, a public meeting in Champaign to promote the proposal drew more than 60 people. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The Illinois Council on Developmental Disabilities wants the state to move away from large centralized care facilities to services that allow people with physical or mental disabilities to live as they choose in their communities. Council Chairman Lester Pritchard of Urbana says Illinois' large group home facilities are obsolete. Pritchard, who has cerebral palsy, spoke through his wife Barbara to say that Michigan and Wisconsin have already moved to the community-based approach.
They have a whole different way of supporting people. Michigan in particular focuses on the individual, and they allow the individual to pick the services they need. Not programs per se, but services. And they found that people only pick what they need and what they want, and therefore it's more cost effective.
The council's report calls for shifting Illinois' approach to caring for the developmentally disabled to something more like Michigan's over a 7-year period. Council Executive Director Sheila Romano says members of the Blagojevich administration are showing interest in the plan, despite the governor's recent move to cut state human services funding as part of his amendatory budget veto. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Police think a medical emergency may have sparked a crash that left a semi-driver dead last night. The Champaign County Coroner's Office identified the driver as 41-year-old Gregory Strickland of Alabama. He was pronounced dead yesterday evening after the crash on westbound I-74 west of Prospect Avenue. An autopsy was scheduled for this morning. Two state officials named as possible successors to Governor Rob Blagojevich say they're focusing on the business at hand for now. But as AM 580's Jeff Bossert reports, they aren't shying away from a run for the state's top office in 2 years.
Treasurer Alexi Janulius and Comptroller Dan Hines say as far as elections are concerned, their top priority now is getting behind Barack Obama. But both admit their names have been brought up as candidates in the 2010 governor's race. The Democrats tout the work they've done in their current jobs. Janulius says he's brought a new level of energy to the treasurer's office and says that bodes well if he chose to run for governor.
We've worked hard to make it the most proactive state treasurer's office in the country. We've found ways to help the environment. We've professionalized the way we invest our office. So I do think people are ready for some fresh leadership in the state.
Janulius says the office of governor needs an innovator who understands the financial challenges the state faces. In what appears to be a veiled criticism of Governor Blagojevich, Hines describes what qualities the next governor should have.
Somebody who has leadership, who has the ability to work with people, who doesn't feel that, you know, it's their mission every day to embarrass somebody else or to outmaneuver somebody else. Instead, their mission should be to wake up every day and say, what do we need to do to improve the lives of the people of Illinois? What do we need to do to make sure that our budget is working properly so that we can live up to those promises?
For now, Hines says state officials should focus on the lack of a capital bill, funding education, and fixing a broken health care system. Janulius says it's disheartening that legislative leaders of the same party can't agree. He says the governor has failed to show much leadership, and that's cost the state jobs. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
Immigrants aren't seeking U.S. citizenship as often these days, not since the American dream became more expensive. Following a 69% increase last summer in citizenship fees, about 281,000 immigrants have applied to become U.S. citizens in the first half of this year. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says that's less than half the number of applicants in the same period last year. The new fee is $675. It's a price some people believe is a barrier to citizenship. Flavia Jimenez is the director of the citizenship program at the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. She says some immigrants in Chicago are taking out loans to pay those fees, or they're designating only one family member who gets to apply for citizenship. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for today's broadcast comes from World Gourmet Foods, now in their new location at 105 Krispy Kreme Drive in Bloomington. The grand opening will be held on Saturday, September 13th, with a large food show.